It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. On Tuesday's ballot, voters considered whether to support additional funding for schools in many communities.
According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, more than 100 referendums passed in this election, while 30 failed. Researcher Ari Brown told WPR,
I will say this is actually the lowest passage rate across an entire midterm or presidential election year since 2014. We're getting a 70.1% overall passage rate across 241 referendum this year.
We're digging into two of the successful ballot measures, $183 million for the Green Bay Area Public School District and $54 million for the Unified School District of Antigo.
And the superintendents join us now, Glenda Ojinski from the Antigo Schools. Glenda, welcome to Wisconsin Today. Hi, Glenda.
Thank you for having
me. Yes, good. And Vicki Beyer is here in Green Bay. Vicki, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Vicki, let's start with you. $183 million referendum for Green Bay schools, passing with two-thirds of voters supporting it. Did you expect this outcome?
My goodness. We were hopeful. We've been out in the community for the last 3-4 months and receiving really positive feedback, but to see the actual results, it's overwhelming, and we're so grateful.
How will this referendum affect local taxpayers? Can you break that part down?
Yeah, I would love to. Our mill rate was at $8.26, and because of the way we've managed our money over the last couple of years, we're able to pass a $183 million referendum and actually lower the mill rate. So now we are under $8. And that's that was a goal of ours all along. We're down to $7.65, and we're really proud of that.
How does that work, a tax rate decreasing with the passage of this referendum?
Yeah, well, we've been paying off our debt, and that means we're able to borrow at a lower interest rate. So we're in a really good position in Green Bay financially.
Glenda, on Tuesday, voters approved $54 million to support the Unified School District of Antigo. How significant is this funding for your schools?
It will have a tremendous positive impact on what we are able to do for our school district. And much like Green Bay, we are so thankful to our community for coming out and supporting us. It's been a long time coming for Antigo, and it's been since 1998. Since we passed a successful referendum. So we are thrilled and very excited to get things started so that we can be even more grateful and show our community what we're able to do with this additional funding.
Well, Glenda, since 1998, what made the difference this time around?
We spent a lot of time, my administrative team and myself, along with our board members, visiting all of our town halls, the villages. We have Antigo School District covers about 19 municipalities along with 3 counties. So we spent a lot of time making sure that we were able to share information with everyone so that there was accurate information so our voters had, you know, an opportunity to make an educated decision when it came time for them to report to the polls to cast their ballot. And I think that made a great deal of difference. Just the amount of communication we were able to get out and talk with people and give them factual information.
You had to reach many neighbors across 3 counties. That is just a lot of area to cover to get your message out.
Yes, absolutely. And it was very important that we be able to do that. And there were many nights that we had 3 events taking place where we were dividing and conquering and having videos prepared so that we were sharing consistent factual communication with our community.
Vicki, the Wisconsin Policy Forum did some analysis on the referendums, and researcher Ari Brown told WPR this week that there is a science of choosing when and how to go to referendum. Can you talk a little bit about that approach? When and how did the decision to go to referendum come about for Green Bay?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I do want to clarify when I said we are financially in a good spot, that was specific to referendum. That's separate from our general budget, where we have a lot of work to do, but that's a different topic. The science of when and how is really based upon past referendum. And were we able to off in a reasonable amount of time to impact interest rate if we were to come back and borrow again. So we really based it on that and our need to consolidate schools. So it wasn't just about the money. It was about what do we need to do in the district looking long term to best set up the community in our district for the future of decreased enrollment. So this referendum does focus on consolidation of schools.
When you say consolidation of schools, there's a financial impact to that. Can you explain what you mean there?
Yes, ma'am. We have declining enrollment and a budget deficit, much like other districts in the state of Wisconsin. And to address that, we are closing six schools and consolidating. So long term, that's going to be in the best interest of the district financially.
We're talking with superintendents in Northeast Wisconsin about their successful referendums in Tuesday's election. Vicki Beyer there, interim superintendent of the Green Bay Area Public School District. Glenda Oginski with us, superintendent of the Unified School District of Antigo. Glenda, I understand a significant portion of the funding will focus on safety improvements for your schools. What will be done?
So, along with the construction of a new elementary school, we will focus a lot of efforts on safety, making sure that we have at least a two barrier vestibule, that we are screening our visitors to make sure that we are providing safe, secure entrances for all of our buildings, along with replacing some outdated fire systems at the high school and middle school. And there's the need to replace even interior doors. Our middle school currently has doors that are original to the build of the middle school, which was in 1938. So making sure that we have good doors for the interior of the existing buildings will also be part of these referendum dollars.
And you also have some upgrades to emergency technology in classrooms.
Correct. Yes, there will be systems put in place to make sure that we currently practice ALICE drills, but to make sure that we have the ability to press a button and be able to lock down our wings of our schools so that, you know, it's more difficult if we were to have an intruder for them to be able to break through those barriers.
Vicki, in Green Bay, you will also have some focus on safety and security upgrades with through the referendum. What are you facing there?
Yeah, very similar to what Glenda is describing, and it's so sad that our schools have to deal with this. But we have a few schools remaining where we want to enhance the main entrances to the buildings, and we're going to utilize funds from this referendum to do so.
You know, Vicki, projects funded through school referendums, that can sometimes take years to come to fruition.
Yeah.
What will happen between now and when construction would begin, or when community would be able to start seeing the difference?
Yeah, we planned for two scenarios. One would be passage and one not passing, because we have to move forward with school consolidation regardless. So the teams got to work right away Wednesday morning. And we have a drafted timeline that we will be sharing with our Board of Education on Monday night. And we're looking at about 2 or 3 years of construction. Just like Glenda, we will be building a new elementary school. And we have that a draft timeline mapped out for that as well.
When you're seeing such consolidation, why build a new elementary school?
Yeah, that's a great question. For financial reasons, it's actually cheaper to build a new building than it would be to put funds into the repairs and maintenance of the three older buildings. So we will close three schools on the west side and consolidate them into a brand new building. More energy efficient and long term, it's going to save the district money.
Wow. Glenda, is that a similar strategy with a new elementary school for Antigo?
Yes, absolutely. We will be closing the three existing elementary buildings and consolidating, and we will be doing some grade configuration changes. Currently, our elementaries serve grades 4K through third grade, and we will be removing our fourth grade students from middle school and placing them at the elementary. So the new elementary will be inclusive of 4K through fourth grade. And just like Vicky in Green Bay, we too, it's a cost savings. The operation of one building is greater fiscal responsibility than trying to maintain three outdated buildings that need a lot of repairs.
I want to land, Vicky, on funding, because on Tuesday after the election, State Superintendent of Education Jill Underly said in a statement that the legislature has severely underfunded public schools for well over a decade, and it has led to a record number of districts going to referendum to try to fix severe financial constraints on their own. Does Underly's assessment match up to what Green Bay is doing here with the referendum?
100%. And that's why I regret that I said we're financially in a good spot and want to, again, clarify that's regarding referendum only. I'll give you an example. Special education is grossly underfunded and with reimbursement. Schools are reimbursed at a rate of about 30% right now in the state of Wisconsin. The impact for Green Bay Area Public School District, just our district, means that we have to take $32 million out of our general fund every year and move out of our general fund and move it over to special education. That's just for that group of students, 18% of our student population. We faced a budget deficit of $36 million 3 years ago. It's because of things like this, lack of reimbursement from the state. I could go on and on about where the state is really falling short on supporting public education, and that includes money to private and vouchers.
Well, Vicky and Glenda, thank you so much for joining us and giving a glimpse of your districts.
Appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Vicky Beyer, Interim Superintendent of Green Bay Area Public School District, and Glenda Ojinski, Superintendent of the Unified School District of Antigo, that's in Northeast Wisconsin, talking about their successful ballot measures in Tuesday's election and how they will use the additional funding.